What's up, guys? How are you? Matt Perrault with you. It is the Sunday morning edition of the Daily Juice podcast here on bettingpros.com, being streamed on YouTube. You can check out the Betting Pros YouTube channel for the video portion of this, or wherever you get your podcasts, you will find the Daily Juice being brought to you by BetMGM. All right, so we were really committed to a heavy card on Saturday, and it winds up being a 4-5 day, but pretty much flat because we were 2-1 in the NHL, 0-2 in college basketball, 1-0 in the NBA, and then 1-2, but we got the parlay right in the UFC. Usman and Simone, we got those two fights correct, minus 110 on that two-leg parlay. That cashes for us. Unfortunately, the fight doesn't go the distance because Usman is a bad man. That dude is one of the greatest fighters of all time. He just is. 13 consecutive wins. He's incredible. I've watched numerous fights of his in person. I was at the Colby Covington fight. He's just an absolute beast. And anyone who gets into that octagon with him, I don't care if it's Gilbert Burns or not. Look, the thing about bookmaking and the thing about betting is that you have to realize that when the books make mistakes, they tend to correct the mistakes. They made a mistake in the first fight by putting Kamaru Usman when Gilbert Burns was first booked. He was a minus 160 favorite because Burns had been crushing people and everybody thought that Gilbert Burns was going to knock out Kamaru Usman. Well, the wise guys put that thing at $3 because they came in heavy on Usman. And then the books, when the fight got rescheduled due to COVID issues and they had to put it back up again, they went, oh, okay, we know what the price is. It's $3. And you saw why. All right. He should be a monster favorite against pretty much anybody he goes into the octagon with. He's just that good. Usman, dominant performance. Big win for him. Big W. And we close the night off on a good note. So that's really cool. So we end the week with a 23-11 run. Obviously we took five losses yesterday, but a lot of them were really small, right? You know, the Barber loss was small and the title fight not going the distance was small. Okay, that equaled a half a unit, but bad on basketball in the college ranks. That was a bad day with Nova getting spanked by Creighton, who looked great. As I said, I was totally comfortable losing that, you know, not having that bet cash. So that was great. Drake gets drilled in the second half. So that was a bad bet. I'm going to stay away from Drake here today. But I mean, I had a couple other bets going during the day that hit, that went pretty well. I got my UNLV bet wrong again. So I'm 8-8 now on my little quest to bet every game for the UNLV running Rebels. I got the first game right against Boise, second game wrong against Boise, but 8-8 so far betting those games, which is kind of a little fun thing that I'm doing. But I hit a bunch of other things that were good in the NBA, a couple in college basketball and whatnot. Toledo in the over against Bowling Green. That's my bad. I should have put Toledo in Bowling Green. I choked. That was my bad. I should have had that as part of the official card. That game was going over. Went over the first time. I should have gone over. Toledo overs are a real big thing. Even they lost. I didn't bet it because I was scared about Bowling Green's ability to score. And they won the game outright, scoring, 88 points, whatever they scored in that game. So pretty impressive. All right. So I'm not going to go crazy here today. All right. Just I'm going to tell you this. I got one college basketball play. I've got one NHL play, and I've got four bets for the Daytona 500, but they're all a quarter unit, okay? I just want to be involved with the Daytona 500. I've spent a lot of time handicapping this. I don't like this, okay? This is hard. I didn't learn anything from the pre-race with race weeks. I didn't learn anything when I've read or talked to people. I mean, I had two different guests on my show on Friday. They all work. I mean, everyone seems to be limping in here with this race. Nobody feels like they got a good hand on this because Denny Hamlin going for his third consecutive Daytona 500 in 4 in 5 years has everybody freaked out because the Toyotas have a lot of quality, but not a lot of quantity. Chevy has a lot of quantity, not a lot of quality, and Ford's kind of in the middle. So everyone's sort of trying to figure these things out, like what's going to happen in the Great American Race. And for the most part, everybody wants just to have something in play, and then that's it. I'm not even going to do head-to-heads. Normally in NASCAR, I do a lot of head-to-heads, but due to the fact that the big one happens so often, it can take you out. It can just ruin your day really quickly. I mean, I was talking to a buddy of mine who does bet on Daytona quite a bit, and he kind of shied me away from head to heads today. He said, look, in the first race of the year. It's the biggest race of the year. It's a plate race. You just got to be careful with head to heads because it can get really dicey. Just, you know, go with a couple of top three, top 10 finishes, go with a manufacturer prop, and then that's it. It's the best way to bet it. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to follow the advice. So I've got three bets to tell you about in one prop on the manufacturer prop to give you coming up here, coming up today. So couple quick things here, all right? Couple things right at the top. The BetMGM offer is still very much in play here. It's the $600 free bet, first bet, up to $600 using the promo code JUICE100 when you sign up for a new account with BetMGM using that promo code JUICE100. This is available in New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, Iowa, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia. You must be physically located in those states in order to take advantage of those of this offer. Go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older to participate. And if you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, and 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. I don't always give shout outs, but I'll give a little quick one here to a listener who has been, it's always fun when families get involved. It's always fun when families are like, we listen to the juice together. So there is one listener whose wife's name is Sarah, and she is now listening to the Daily Juice because this gentleman who he goes by Dewey he started with $50 and now he's up to $1,000 in his account. Thanks to us here on the Daily Juice. So that's very cool. Sarah, thank you for listening. We love expanding our listener pool. I hope more women listen and more women interact. So if you are a female who listens to the Daily Juice, please let me know, DM me, write me, email me, whatever, contact me. I'd love to hear from you. And I'd love to hear what you like about the podcast and what can I do to make it feel more inclusive. I don't want this to be just a boys club. I want everyone to be available. Everyone to be over the age of 21, I should say. Everyone who's legally allowed to gamble. That's who I would like to have you be listening to the Daily Juice podcast. So thank you for listening, Sarah. Dewey, great work. Congratulations on the success. Let's keep it up. Let's keep it going here. So, okay. So just real quick, a 23-11 week, really good week, up a bunch of units. I haven't calculated exactly what we are up, but pretty good. At least 5 or 6, maybe 7 units. I mean, really a good, solid week. Good start to February and a good bounce back from a really bad January. So that's really good news. So let's keep it going here. Fresh week, new week here on a Sunday. So let's start with college basketball. 0-2 yesterday. So I'm not going to get heavily involved with college basketball, but there is one game that I'm eyeballing. Michigan's at Wisconsin. Michigan's back. Now, teams that have come off long layoffs with COVID-19 problems have been right now against the spread. I think they're covering it like a 40% clip. Not good. Here's the thing, though. Michigan didn't have COVID. All right. Michigan had a state in a university that shut down their basketball program because of what was happening around them. So I know it's a little dangerous. I know it's a little dicey, and they're on the road for their first game. But I think Michigan is way better than Wisconsin, and they're laying 1 point. And maybe they come out and they look horrible. But Michigan was 11-3 against the spread before the number. Juwan Howard had this team playing incredibly well. Wisconsin's 11-10 to the number. I haven't really liked Wisconsin much. They beat Nebraska by 13 in their last game. You should beat Nebraska by 30. Nebraska's horrible. They lost to Illinois by 15 the game before that. They had 2 games against Penn State that they split, which were home and away. They won the home game. They lost the road game. They beat Maryland by 6. I've watched Wisconsin enough that I'm just not impressed with Wisconsin. I don't think they're that good. And I think Michigan, look, as long as everyone's playing, and I'm betting that they're going to have their full complement of players and they're not going to be missing any key pieces after coming off this COVID layoff, laying a point on the road against Michigan, against Wisconsin. Look, I'll take the half a unit flyer. Okay. I could be wrong, but I'm going to hope that I'm not going to be wrong. And I'm taking Michigan laying 1 point on the road at Wisconsin. Wolverines come back, roar, get a victory, right? You don't want to cover a line, just get a victory over Wisconsin. I think Michigan, I mean, again, they've been practicing, they've been working, they've been, you know, maybe late game, they won't have their legs the same way, but first game back, maybe second, third game back, but first game back should be all adrenaline. So I'm going on Michigan -1 at Wisconsin. Now, play number 2, NHL. This is a number I caught for everyone in the Discord chat. This is why you want to be in the Discord channel when I catch these things. DraftKings had a number at 6, but FanDuel had a number at 6.5 for the Vegas Golden Knights at home tonight against the Colorado Avalanche. This is a monster game. These two teams have been chomping at the bit to go after each other. They're going to be competing all year long for the number one seed, for winning the Western Conference. I mean, this is going to be an awesome game. For the most part, the Avalanche will be back to 100%. That's big. Marc-Andre Fleury has been standing on his head right now. He's playing incredible hockey right now in net for the Golden Knights. Got a win yesterday, 3-1 on the road at San Jose. This game is at home. Now, Vegas got shut out at home, 1-0 against the Ducks the last time they played here. But the number is 5.5 in Vegas. It was 6.5 at FanDuel. Had to make a phone call to a buddy of mine, and I said, look, I need you to go ahead and spot me money. Make this bet for me. Under 6.5 goals. I fully understand that I said I would not bet unders, but when I find a full goal difference between the Vegas lines and the lines at FanDuel, the Golden Knights right now are the fourth-ranked defense in the NHL. They're giving up 2.25 goals per game. And I know Colorado's got a high-flying offense, but they have equally had a goaltender and had great goaltender play so far. You know, one of the best goals against averages, one of the best offenses, one of the best defenses. Same with Vegas, right? I think when you have two powerhouses get together like this, McKinnon's going to play, by the way, in case you're wondering. Nathan McKinnon's going to play. So that's huge. But I think it's a game where it's like a 3-2 type of final. I think defensively they're going to play at their best. I just don't see like a 4-3 hockey game between these two teams. It'll be like a playoff type atmosphere. They're going to be jacked. They're going to be excited. They're going to know that they can't go ahead and punch and counterpunch. 6.5 goals under. I saw Vegas, Circa had it at 5.5. FanDuel was at 6.5. I was like, what in the world is going on? How is FanDuel a full goal off? It's -130 odds. I don't care. I'm betting it, and I bet it. Half a unit, Vegas Golden Knights, under 6.5. Again, DraftKings had it at 6. Everybody in the Discord channel, I told you about it last night at 6.5. I don't know what it's going to be at the time of taping here. This is why being in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat to get the invite. This is why being in the Discord channel is so vitally important, and because it works, we get the information out quickly when I find things to bet on. That's what I tell you about. So Michigan -1, half a unit, under 6.5 goals for Vegas and Colorado. Little dangerous, -130, taking it for this one because of both teams' defenses and the way that Flower is playing right now. I mean, he is just standing on his head right now. So hopefully both goaltenders play really well for Colorado and for Vegas, and we get a really good hockey game coming up here today. Now, to the Daytona 500. Like I said, 4 bets, all quarter units, all right? Let's talk about Kevin Harvick, who I think could win this race. Okay, Kevin Harvick, I think, has a lot of things to prove after last year, and he was so dominant at the end of the year. Harvick and Hamlin, they were unbelievable last year in the bubble. I think Harvick has a real good chance to win the race, but Kevin Harvick, top 10 at -115, I mean, I think you got to take it, okay? Kevin Harvick, top 10, -115, first bet, okay? I think Harvick might win the thing. More on that in a second. Denny Hamlin. I can't fade Denny Hamlin here. He's won 3 of the last 4 of these. He's trying to win 3 in a row. For the first time ever, a driver to win 3 in a row. I can't fade him. I can't fade him, but I can't bet him to win either. Set +750, +800, but top 3 at +200, I don't know how you don't bet that. That's just, you kind of have to take it. You have to bet it. Maybe he gets beat at the wire or something. Maybe he comes in second place or something, but I just can't. I can't not have something involved with Denny Hamlin, given how well he has run, what his car has done, what his team has done. I mean, 3 and 4 years. It's 3 and 4 years. It's ridiculous. The guy has like a sixth sense of how to avoid the big wreck. He just knows how to get away from it and has been able to stay on the track and win the last 2 of these. So I have Denny Hamlin at +200 to come in the top 3. And then Ryan Blaney is a guy I like a lot here. And I think Ryan Blaney is a little birdie. He said, hey, look at Ryan Blaney. People aren't talking enough about him here. He's plus 1,200 at most places to win the thing. But what about Ryan Blaney in the top three? Take a bit of a flyer bet at plus 350. Not bad. Ryan Blaney, top three, plus 350. Denny Hamlin, top three, plus 200. Kevin Harvick, top 10 at minus 115. And then one more, and that is the manufacturer to win this race, Chevy, Ford, or Toyota. Okay. The odds in Vegas, Ford and Toyota are plus 210, and then Chevy is plus 275 at most books at the time of taping. With Ford, you get Kevin Harvick, but you also get Brad Keselowski. You also get Arik Almirola. You also get Ryan Blaney. You also get Chase Briscoe. All right. You also get Matt DiBenedetto. You get some good drivers, man. Okay. You get David Ragan. You get Timmy Hill. Okay. You get guys who could very well win this race. Toyota's got only five cars in it, and they got Hamlin, and they got Busch. I get that. Chevy's got a bunch of drivers. Obviously, Kurt Busch and Kyle Busch is big with them. You got Ryan Newman as well. I'm betting Ford. I've bet Ford in the past. I've lost this bet a lot. I think eventually it's going to hit. You take Denny Hamlin, you can double dip if you want. This is kind of like, again, this is kind of like a fade on Hamlin, but quarter unit at plus 210 on a Ford to win the Daytona 500. All right. So the four bets, quarter unit, one unit in play. So two units in play in totality here on a Sunday. Ford to win it at plus 210. Kevin Harvick top 10 at 115. Denny Hamlin, top three at plus 200, and Ryan Blaney, top three at plus 350 to go along with Michigan minus one and the under 6.5 goals for Vegas and Colorado. Those are the plays for us here on a Sunday. Let's start the week off on a good mark. Let's continue our hot streak from last week. Let's carry it over. Who knows? Last Sunday, we swept it with 8-0. Here are six bets on Saturday or Sunday. Can we sweep it again? Probably not, but who knows? Let's watch the Great American Race. Let's have some fun. I'll be in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat to get into it. My name is Matt Perrault. Every morning, including Sundays, it's the Daily Juice Podcast brought to you by BetMGM right here on bettingpros.com.